Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah that has given us the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, another day to fast. I was just thinking and contemplating, and I'm saying that we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan. Which other month is there that we can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we did not have the month of Ramadan? Not everyone can go for Hajj. Not everyone can go for Umrah, and that too, whether it's accepted or not, that is between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the person. But at the end of the day, the month of Ramadan is there for us to get closer to Allah. So be happy for the month of Ramadan, rejoice at it, and keep on getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, you know, we all talk about the fast, we all are talking, you know, alhamdulillah, it's going well. But I also want to send a special message to those brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers who are unable to fast in the month of Ramadan due to some sickness or a legitimate shari'i reason. Don't despair. I know many a times we come across people like this and they break down. They're sad at the fact that they can't keep their fast. Please don't despair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur and mercy is upon you as well. You also will be included amongst the people who keep roza. When you pay that fidya amount for not keeping that fast because of a valid reason. Think of it this way. A mufti mentioned to me today, just today, he said another pious person told him, when you're paying that fidya, don't feel bad. Don't take it as a penalty. Instead, Allah is giving you an opportunity to put food and make rozi for someone else who's also fasting. So that rozi, that nourishment that they get, you'll get reward. That ibadah that they make, you'll get reward. That roza that they make, you'll get reward. That dua that they make, you'll get reward for it. So never despair. Allah's mercy is with you at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of us who are able to fast, Allah give us many more years of beautiful Ramadans where we can keep this fast, and every Ramadan must be better than the next in relation to the proximity and the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, ameen. Be it as it may, my respected brothers, tonight, inshallah, we move into the 12 juz of the Holy Quran. And one of the incidents that I want to mention to you is the incident of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And one point that I want to bring about is that those who followed him were the poor and the lower class people. In fact, it was the trend amongst the Anbiya alayhi wasalam that whenever people would follow them, the first to follow them were always the poor. The rich, unfortunately, because of wealth, they would use that wealth as a form of arrogance, and they would try to use their might and their power of wealth to persuade people not to follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The same applied to the time of Musa alayhi salam when he came to Fir'aun. The same concept applied to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he came to Namrud, and different Anbiya alayhi salam. This was always a trend. Even in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people who opposed him the most were the wealthy, the Quraysh. Yet the poor people like Bilal radiallahu an and Suhaib radiallahu an were from amongst the first to accept Islam. In fact, when the letter of Islam reached Caesar of Rome, he called on Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, who was not a Sahabi at that time, and he asked him one question, and he said, tell me, this message that comes from this person, are his followers rich or poor? So he said, his followers are poor. So he said, this was the case of every prophet. When a prophet comes, the poor are always the first to follow him. Now, it's very, very important to understand Mufti Ashiq Ilahi mentions, and he says, the point being that a person must never ever think wealth and position is a indication of proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because you have wealth, it doesn't mean you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the flip side, it's also important to say that it doesn't mean because you have wealth, you are a bad person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in a hadith, and he says, "Inna li kulli ummatin fitna wa fitnatu ummati al-mal." For every nation, there was a test, and the test upon my nation is wealth. So getting wealth is also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is wealthy, then this is an added test to your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how you use that wealth. That wealth is either used for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very, very important. We are in the month of Ramadan. Each and every one of us are asking for barakah, are asking for blessings. We are asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us. When we make the dua that Allah bless us with wealth, make dua that Allah give me such wealth that will be used for your obedience and not wealth that will be used for my destruction. This is something very, very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand, inshallah. Ameen. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the different nations that have come onto the face of the earth. and how their sins had led to their destruction, whether it be in cheating in weight and measure, whether it be in homosexuality, etc. All these sins, unfortunately, today is prevalent in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to constantly make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, Allah protect our progeny, Allah protect our children, Allah protect them till the day of Qiyamah. They must never fall into these traps, because my respected Alism brothers, these were such crimes that led to huge destruction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. Also, my respected brothers, just one announcement. Alhamdulillah, our fitra box is here. The amount is a minimum of 30 rand if you are of the Hanafi mazhab, and 40 rand of the Shafi mazhab. It's important to discharge it before the day of Eid. The box is here. Please, brothers, give the minimum amount is that 30 rand. If you want to give more, alhamdulillah, you can do that. So please discharge it as soon as possible. Don't wait for the end. Last year, I remember a person waited till the end and he couldn't discharge it. The day of Eid came and he couldn't discharge it. So this is something very, very important to remember. As soon as you get the money, put it in and inshallah, it will be done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, inshallah. Jazakallah.